This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says a bipartisan solution is needed to ensure Social Security remains solvent. The latest estimate showed early next decade, shortfalls in the system will require cuts, possibly more than 20% unless something is done. Durbin, a Democrat, is partnering with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to urge congressional action. The senator recalls when he first started on Capitol Hill in the 1980s, Social Security faced a similar change.
It was under President Ronald Reagan, and a Democratic Congress worked with that president and bought 50 years of solvency for Social Security, 1983 to 2033.
Durbin says the average monthly benefit is about $2,500 per, and many seniors rely on those payments as their primary source of income. Indiana's bid to land the Chicago Bears is facing a renewed challenge from Illinois. During a recent public appearance, Governor Mike Braun was asked about the Bears' plan to focus stadium development efforts in Hammond. Braun largely repeated previous comments about Indiana's role in the discussions, and he didn't disclose any major new developments.
They called me 6 months ago, and I told them, we're going to make this easy. I ran a business for 37 years, did tons of real estate. I know what you're up against.
Braun says Indiana's willingness to work with the team helped set it apart from Illinois.
I think they've made the decision even earlier than what I anticipated last week when they said they're focusing on Hammond. You're going to get a really good stadium built with a lot of mixed-use investment. You can look at the Chicago skyline.
Braun's comments come as Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's open to calling a special legislative session this summer to keep the Bears in Illinois. The Bears announced last week that they're advancing plans for a potential stadium and mixed-use development in northwest Indiana, but no final location, financing package, or construction timeline has been announced. A proposed constitutional amendment that would have added a tax surcharge on income above $1 million failed to advance in the Illinois General Assembly this session. Illinois voters rejected a graduated income tax in 2020 because of the constitutional amendments did not advance this year.